We have some clouds and let's call it 42 degrees.
We had plenty of sunshine for the most part.
I guess it depends how you look at it.
I have an area on my way into work occasionally, and sometimes there's a little bit of an early sunrise. Last week at one point, it was like dark and snowy and gloomy. And I thought, is this still the same time of day? It's amazing how those clouds can kind of lengthen your day or make it off to a...
You know what happens this coming weekend?
What?
You don't want to talk about it. We spring forward.
Okay. Thanks for ruining my week now.
You're welcome.
Because I know this whole weekend is all going to be turned upside down. Lose an hour. Doesn't matter. The animals, the dogs, they think it's on a different schedule. It's confusing. Right. We got in trouble last time for spending 20 minutes talking about how much I hated daylight. Do you remember this? Daylight saving time?
Yes, I do. Okay. Let's do it again.
No. We're
going to do it every day now through Friday.
I will find last year's show and just edit that part out and play that back as well. It is 8:39 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Evans.
Did I do that already? I thought maybe we've gone through this.
I don't think so, but
that's
okay.
Don Huffman of Lorain County Community College is here this morning. Now, Don, it used to be in the day. Remember when daylight saving time happened, the computers, you'd have to go through and like manually change all the times on the clocks and get them all due. Remember that? I have no
too
idea.
Too much tech in here for
well,
you, Bruce.
I guess so as well. Well, you know what it is sometimes.
What's
when
that?
There's somebody who's involved with computers, the computers do one of two things. They either behave immaculately. You have a problem and you invite the tech guy in and go, this computer's been doing this. And he'll look at it and it'll work fine. And then he rolls his eyes and leaves and you're like, what happened? Or other times the computers just try to show off. They take care of everything. But Don, what is your title over at Lorain County Community College?
I'm an associate professor of computer information systems. So I teach classes that are associated with the implementation of technology within a business to help create linkages between people, ideas, and the data that they need in order to implement those ideas. And helping give businesses a competitive advantage with the technology.
Now, are you somebody who sort of got into this early on with computers? How was your, interest in this kind of a career?
Well, I was. I got interested in computers back when I was, I think I was in junior high school. My mom went back to college to get her master's degree in math and was taking a programming course. And I was intrigued with this programming stuff that she was doing. And then in high school, our high school was lucky enough to have a connection to a local college. And so we learned, got exposed to programming and working with computers in ninth grade.
Now, do you remember the program language, that early program language? Were you?
I learned two. We did something called BASIC.
Yes.
And then Fortran.
Fortran, yes. I was hoping he was going to say Fortran. All that class I kind of liked it, the if then and all that kind of stuff that went with it. But the BASIC class that I had was scheduled at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I could never really get there on sometimes. So. That's why I'm doing radio these days as well, but the computers have followed me everywhere, and that's what's happened. People who followed a computer field thought, well, maybe computers are left in math, science, that type of thing. It's worked their ways into everybody's career, so that's why you are offering some special information session. Talk about that coming up.
Well, we do. We have a planned session this Wednesday. That's March 9th at 6 o'clock in the ILOFT building on the LCC main campus. And the goal of that session is to provide some more information about the various IT careers that computer information systems programs can prepare you for. We're slightly different from computer science or computer hardware or computer graphics types of degrees. So we want people to kind of notice what is available with computer information systems, as well as decide whether or not maybe they want to stick their foot in, check it out. They like using technology. Maybe they want to come take a look behind the scenes and see if maybe they're interested in creating the technology. They're just unhappy in their current job and want to try something different. And IT is a great place to look because it's not going away. it's going to continue to become more pervasive in everything we do. And because it becomes more pervasive, then we have this situation where everybody needs to keep updating their skills and keep learning more. So come see what we have to offer.
Don, along those lines, is how you teach different than what it might have been 5 years ago because of all of the changes in technology, the changes in information you have at your disposal?
It's a challenge trying to figure out what to teach and the best way to approach to teach it. But one of the great things about all the technology that's available is you get a whole lot more hands-on in doing everything within the degree programs because the technology is cheap, it's readily accessible, you get to practice more, you get to do more. We're not waiting. When I was in college, you'd submit a program, you'd type it out on punch cards, you'd give your punch cards to an operator. Maybe the operator in the next hour or two would run the program. Maybe you would get the printout the next day in order to try to debug what went wrong. Today, it's pretty instantaneous. So students get immediate feedback about things that they tried that worked and things that did not work.
We remember that very well. The computer was 15 feet long against a wall, and if you messed up one of those punch cards, you were out of luck.
Yes. Well, and today we're just wandering around with the computers in our hands, using them as a smartphone, as a tablet. And the goal of all that technology is to enable us to do our jobs better. They equip us to do things and be more productive than we would have otherwise.
The Computer Information Systems Department, how does that differ from other types of computer, or what are the careers or what things that people will be looking at? Because you have people that can like create the stuff for the computers. You have people that just sort of use those softwares to create other things. Mm-hmm. What things are being taught or that you're involved with there?
When you consider computer information systems, it's kind of like something I mentioned slightly earlier. We're all about the integration of the technology within an organization to help the employees. Now, I usually say things like creating linkages between employees, data, their imagination, and ways to solve problems within the organization. So we're the behind-the-scenes support for how a business is going to work. So computer information systems more about using that technology to support business functions, as opposed to computer science, which might be more about how to write a new search algorithm that might be used at Google to optimize finding results of things that you're looking for. So that's heavily algorithm-oriented, a lot more mathematical-oriented, and computer information systems is just more about really understanding your organization and improving it. We have four current degree programs within computer information systems. There's a network communication technology. So how do we build the infrastructure that's going to support carrying data around the organization? How are we going to secure that data within that organization to make sure that we don't become one of those highly publicized data breaches? Then we have our traditional software development curriculum, moving well beyond Fortran from the old days to the programming language of choice today being C#, as well as Java. And then we have a web development curriculum. So how do we build dynamic, robust, interactive websites that hit against the corporate data resources? They're not just graphically oriented, but they're entwined with the actual corporate data. And then our newest curriculum, it's only a few years old, is the mobile application development curriculum. So how do we not just develop apps using our software development languages, but how do we start to tailor these applications to all of our mobile devices and take advantage of the resources that are in a mobile device in order, again, add a competitive advantage to what we're doing within our business?
And how long would these courses go that someone would take it? Because I'm thinking sometimes a little information could be a little dangerous. You could come in, I could come to the session, I get part of something, and now I think I know how to do something back at my workplace, and I might be only getting half the story. How much do you need to get so that you're kind of qualified or competent enough in doing some of these things?
Well, I would always recommend completing an associate's degree. That way you're ready to go. But even then, our associate's degree that we have at LCC is tied to our university partner at the University of Akron. So you can complete a four-year degree in computer information systems, doing 3 years of coursework at LCC prices, and only 1 year of coursework using at the University of Akron prices. And then those University of Akron courses are offered both on the LCC campus and at the University of Akron. So you can decide, do I want to go spend my senior year at Akron, or do I want to stay where I currently am, keep my costs low, and take those courses at LCC.
And the job market for somebody with this skill is they're highly sought after, I would assume.
For all of these skills, they all fluctuate in terms of which of these programs is in higher demand than another on any given year. But typically what we always see is CIS programs, one or the other or many of them, are always in the top 10 of in-demand jobs and high-paying jobs. It's a different personality, though, that needs to get into this. So part of me would say, if you're interested, what you need to do is dip your toe into the pool and try something out. And we have shorter certificate programs to help you get started and help build confidence and go, yes, I can do this, and work your way towards the associate degree.
You mentioned different personalities, because there are people that sometimes you have somewhat of a good computer background, but you have to a lot of social skills in what you do, because if you're in an IT department, you're dealing with maybe what we could say non-technical people. So you have to be able to get them to use this, because you could build a system that works great, but if there aren't users or not taking advantage of it, what's the point, right?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely correct. There, many years ago, several decades ago, I guess we would say, if you were in IT and you weren't that social, we always had a place for you in IT where we kept you locked in a closet and you dealt with these issues with the mainframe, and we didn't have to let you out into the public. All of that's really changed, and people need to be able to communicate. They need to be able to get out and help a user solve their problem, and realize that user, when that computer's down, they're in distress. They can't do their job any longer. Maybe my whole company's in distress, and I'm now losing $1 million an hour out of productivity or sales because the computer system's down. So it's not only being able to communicate and recognize the stress of the issue and identify with that with the user, but it's also being able to solve the problem as quickly as possible and realize that I really did solve the problem. You don't want me saying I've solved the problem and then you're calling me back 30 seconds later to solve another problem that maybe when I fixed this one, I broke that one. So it does require abilities to communicate and real abilities to listen. I have to listen to what you're telling me, especially if you're not really a tech person. You don't necessarily know how to tell me what you're experiencing, other than a phrase I use in class is some user's going to call you and tell you that the network's down, or even my favorite, the internet is down, as if the whole internet just failed. I don't think the internet's down, and I can either mock you because you can't tell me what you're really experiencing, or I can try to listen, and if I've got a really clear knowledge about how our corporate network works, then I've got a better idea. When you're saying that the internet's down, I can start to ask you a few other questions, and we can identify what it means is you no longer have access to the email server. And then we can try to solve your problem.
Now, you work at a college that has computer systems, teaching computer systems in the college. Are you ever called upon to help out with whatever crisis might be at the college with their computers? Or they got a whole other group of folks that work that maybe you sometimes maybe even bring into your class to get some real life experience out of
it? We do have, the college does have its own IT department to support all the functionality within the college. There are various times where the IT department and the CIS program work together in order to enhance solving problems that might exist in the college. They don't have resources. So sometimes, for example, this semester, students in my systems development class, which is a capstone class at the end of the curriculum, are developing two projects that we hope will save the college money and at the same time improve productivity for the institution. The students get to put it in their resume as this cool thing that they actually developed for the college. And the IT department gets to check off one more thing off the endless to-do list of stuff that has to be done. Because probably like here, your IT stuff is never really finished.
Right. Well, there's the short term and the long term, right? And you
right.
have to learn how to balance that out. And that becomes part of management that probably gets taught as well. How to delegate, or also how to kind of put the priorities in order to make this your computer systems work.
Well, we do cover things along the lines of project management. Students take other management courses and accounting courses since we are in a more of a business-related IT career. Students need to have a clear understanding of all the various functions and what's going on within that business environment.
What's the oldest piece of a computer equipment you have over at the college there? Do you have any like thing in a museum by this point, or is there anything there that you think, wow, this is what something used to look like or whatever?
I think we've managed to get rid of most of it. So I think in my office I still keep a few punch cards for a show and tell or just to remind myself how far we've come.
How about the oldest student?
We do have a range of students between the young students and older students. I hate to say that phrase, older student, because I don't know how you really define old. Other than when I think of myself, I think, my goodness, I've gotten old. But I don't look out and see old in the population. I do at times see one of my classes ends, and there's a course that comes into the same lab that's for senior citizens. And I think that's just awesome that a group of senior citizens are willing to come out, take a course, learn how to use the computer, how to protect themselves, get into Facebook, and not succumb to viruses and other bad things. I think now more of us need a little bit of that desire to go learn something new.
Sure. Because we always thought when we were growing up, everything's been invented, everything is good, and then something new shows up, and you're thinking, how do I keep up with this new technology? But taking a class at LCCC or finding out more. Again, you have an information session coming up this Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the iLoft building. You can call 366-4030 to get the reservations in, as well as going to the lorainecc.edu/ITinfo.
That's correct.
Get details there as well. Or you can just really show up if you'd like to, if it's possible and you're unable to get in on it. But this Wednesday, it's 6 o'clock. And Don, are you the one leading the charge that night?
Well, I'll be there, so you can come see the face that's associated with the voice, as well as the three other professors that are in the curriculum, a Mr. Doug Huber, Mr. Mark Harms, and a Mr. Mike Zellers.
Okay. And
And we'll help you get started if you're thinking of enrolling, if you want to fill out a college application, you want to talk about a course or which career might interest you. Be a good time to do it and meet us.
And this Wednesday at 6 o'clock at Lorain County Community College. Our guest today is Professor Don Huffman. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.